Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time. With the move that the Astros did today, will actually take an effect tomorrow. They brought up Joey Loperfido, the rookie who has played center field, first base, leads. What'd you say, really? He leads them all? Leads everybody.
Minor leagues and big leagues.
In homers, 13 homers, OPS over 1,000. Now, he has a little swing and miss in him. He will strike out a bit, but you know, I think it is about time for them to give him a chance. There are two positions that he plays that they could probably use some assistance in, center field and first base.
Well, I mean, look, you're talking about a guy that's hitting roughly 280 with some power, with some impressive power, not just in the minor leagues, in spring training with the Astros. He had, I don't remember the number, but several, you know, multi-base hits. He just can swing it. And now's the time. I mean, here's the deal. You've got one guy at first base in Abreu that is broken. He's done. You've got a guy in John Singleton who, right now I'm good with it. Let's see him swing the bat. Clearly they're not happy with Jake Myers in center field because everybody and their son is playing center field once again. It's a rotation. So I don't know exactly what the plan is with Loperfido, but I would imagine it's to replace Jose Abreu, and I'm here for it. You've got a guy struggling, and you've got a guy that has earned every bit of the opportunity to be in the big leagues.
See, when you say replace, I think he needs to be gone.
Yeah, you're talking about Abreu?
Yeah, I mean, I'm like okay with that. Like not IL. Not, I mean completely gone. I think that's where we are right now. And I think that the Houston Astros know it.
I agree.
It's April 29th. They're now taking, and remember, first base and him. This is a game he plays every day. That's an everyday position. First base every day. Man, he makes $20 million a year. He's already gone now to just splitting time, if not less time than John Singleton. And now they have called up this kid who they have been playing at first base in Sugar Land to come up. He's not a bench player. He's not somebody that you're going to bring in and feel good about it in the eighth or in the ninth. And right now, to me, it is just time to cut it. It's over. It is over with him. He's had a great career. As I said last year, borderline Hall of Fame career with what he has done, a former MVP, a guy who has been one of the best run producers in the sport for a decade with the White Sox. It is over, Clint. I just don't think at 9-19 you can sit here and think to yourself, man, we can wait on him having a comeback to the second half like he did last year. And I don't think he's done anything to make you think it can even happen. And you're making moves that let us know that you can't just keep running him out there. And if he's on the team and if he's in the clubhouse and on the roster, Clint, it's hard for you just not to put him in the lineup.
Right, right.
And I think you just got to remove that from Dana Espada from the jump and just let him roll.
Well, the saving grace here is you take it out of Joe Espada's hands. And I think that's very likely to happen because – It's not a problem that Dana Brown created. It's a problem that Dana Brown has to fix. if Dana Brown would have created this thing, in other words, if Jeff Bagwell was making decisions right now, and Jim Crane, which obviously he's the owner, but if he was in a position on a day-to-day basis where he was making decisions like this, they would be more apt to hold on and say, no, let's let this thing work itself out. Because they were the ones that made the decision, and either way you slice it, there's always egos involved. They're the ones that made the decision to bring Abreu in and pay Abreu what you're paying him right now, not Dana Brown. So as a fan, my hope is that Dana Brown looks at him and says, I don't give a rip what the hell, who the hell signed him or who brought him in. It's my job to fix him and to fix what's going on in Houston right now, and that is Lo Perfido's coming up, John Singleton staying up, and those guys are going to play first base. Maybe even Lo Perfido plays some center field. I don't know exactly what they're going to do. If it were me, I'd play him at first base in front of John Singleton.
Because he's going to have to get 3 weeks, a month of at-bats every day to give him a fair shot.
Yeah,
nobody stopping him from getting them.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.